Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Good morning, everybody. Happy Thursday. It's going to be another nice day out there, Jeffrey. How about that? I'll give you some good news. It's going to be another nice day out there. So we can focus on that. Did you see, I'm going to try to avoid the Grizzlies here for a minute. Did you see Pope's favorite movies? The Pope came out with a list of his favorite movies.
So I saw this. So It's a Wonderful Life. There was two that I hadn't even heard of.
I've heard of all of them, and I've seen three of them. Whoever imagined we'd have a Pope who was rattling off his favorite movies, and that one of them, you know, would have been Die Hard.
Was Die Hard?
No, I'm joking.
Yeah, I was like, I don't remember seeing that because, like, I have seen that.
No, that would it wouldn't be good if
the
one
Dark
was Die
Knight.
Hard. Whatever. What's
Animal
the,
House?
What's the one where the guy kills everybody because they shot his dog?
John Wick.
Yeah. What if it were a John?
Spoiler alert.
Like, wouldn't it be a John Wick movie? Yes. Yeah, spoiler. That would have been fun. But no, it's not a John Wick movie. The favorite movies, Pope's favorite movies, and I guess. Maybe the question was a Mount Rushmore, because normally if you ask for what are your favorite movies, you'd either do one or three or five, don't you think? Like, if just give me a list of your favorite movies, you'd normally say, but if you phrase it as a Mount Rushmore, then it's four.
Right.
That's the only way it's four.
It felt like he had it canned ready to go.
It's a Wonderful Life. I'm with the Pope. I like that movie.
Mm-hmm.
Sound of Music.
One of your all-time favorites.
One of my all-time favorites. Pope and I, we're very similar.
Mm-hmm.
Ordinary People. Ordinary People, that's the one you never heard of, but I literally think I saw it in the theater. Donald Sutherland's in it. Mary Tyler Moore. What's her name? Is that her name? Is that her actual name? Mary Tyler
yes.
Moore. And what happens is they've got two sons, and I think the one son drowns, and the other son blames himself or something like this, or maybe suicide. Well, one of the sons is dead, and the other son, and the mother and father, Donald Sutherland and Mary Tyler Moore, I believe. You can Google it, see if I'm
right.
Yeah,
you
are cracking
so
up.
So far, you're nailing it.
They're cracking up, and she turns out to be a witch, and he's a wonderful man, and struggling with it. And I think there's a therapist involved. That's not William Hurt. Who's the therapist?
Judd Hirsch.
Judd Hirsch is the therapist. Really great movie. Did it win Best Picture?
Let's see.
I'm going to tell you that Sound of Music did not win Best Picture.
Yes, it won Best Picture, Best Director, Best Adapted Screenplay, and Timothy Hutton won the Best Supporting.
Timothy Hutton is the kid.
Yes.
Yeah. Really good. And then Life is Beautiful is the fourth. And that one is the most recent. So, of course, I haven't seen it. It's what is Life is Beautiful?
It's a 1997 film. It is an Italian film, so maybe was that kind of playing to the audience?
Is it a concentration camp. It's about a concentration camp.
A Jewish Italian bookshop owner who employs his immigration to shield his son from the horrors of the imminent the internment in the Nazi concentration camp.
They're taken to a concentration camp, determined to shelter her son from the horrors of his surroundings. Guido convinces the kid that their time in the camp is merely a game. Life is Beautiful. 80% Rotten Tomatoes.
Yeah, it is based on the Pope book, In the End, I Beat Hitler, by Rubino Romeo Salmani.
So those are the Pope's favorite movies. Today, by the way, if you think that was going to be a trivia question, it is Thursday. That's another bit of good news we have.
Yeah.
It's Thursday. We're going to play Writer Than Right trivia. What are we giving away? What fabulous prize are we giving away?
Jeff, we got more tickets to the Holiday Market.
More tickets to the Holiday Market, which is where?
I believe this one is Crosstown.
Oh, I'm sorry. Is that right?
Yeah. The one in the Agri Center, I think, is over.
So we got tickets to a Holiday Market. How many? Two? Four? Do we know?
As of right now.
You seem a little skimpy on the you seem a little light on details.
Right.
Today.
My agent just texted me we have tickets to the Holiday Market. That's
it. We'll try to tell you when, where, and how many by the time the game rolls around. But I'm sure y'all will be we have an endorsement from our listener. Life is Beautiful, unbelievably touching.
There you go.
So there's another thumbs up. The Pope likes it. And one of our listeners. Anyway, those are the four favorite movies, plus, of course, the John Wick one.
Of course.
And Conclave.
Mm-hmm.
And probably Conclave.
The Angels and Demons.
Angels and Demons.
Yeah. The original Conclave.
Other news. Again, we're going to try to. So today on the radio show, here's what we're going to do. We're going to have Chris Harrington straight up at 10 o'clock, as we do. And then we're going to have Writer Than Right trivia. And so that's all going to be great fun. In the first hour, we're going to talk about the world of sports eventually. But last night isn't something that is pleasant to talk about. And so so we're going to avoid it for another minute. Did you see the penny? We've been talking about this, right?
Of course.
On Fish on Friday on Tuesday. This
Obviously.
Has been one of
this
our...
This was not news to us.
Or to any of our loyal listeners. We knew the penny was headed, on its last legs. And sure enough, here's the... Here's the New York Times story on the penny yesterday. Ready? The American penny died on Wednesday in Philadelphia. It was 232. The cause was irrelevance and expensiveness, the Treasury Department said. Nothing could be bought anymore with a penny, not even penny candy. Moreover, the cost to mint the penny had risen to more than 3 cents, a financial absurdity that doomed the coin. The final pennies were minted on Wednesday afternoon in Philadelphia. Top Treasury officials were on hand for its final journey. No last words were recorded. In its heyday, the penny had immense cultural impact. It was the going rate for thoughts. It was a symbol of frugality, saved and or earned. It could sometimes be pretty, and other times arrive from heaven. And how many ideas never would have come to light without a penny dropping? When picked up, it was said to bring good luck for a 24-hour period, an assertion commonly made, but one that was never proven by any scientific double-blind studies. On the darker side, a penny could undoubtedly be bad, especially when turning up. It found its way into films, Penny Serenade, and songs, Penny Lover. A foray into footwear, especially loafers, was a huge success for many decades. A lot of pennies got jobs in shoes.
Oh, yeah.
And the shoe remains readily available today. In comparison, about the best the nickel could do was be wooden. The American penny was preceded into death by its smaller sibling, the half cent, 1793 to 1857, and its cousin, the Canadian penny, 1858 to 2012.
That one speaks French.
The British penny coin, born in the 7th century, somewhat incredibly, survives it. Did you know that?
I did not know.
Yeah. The American penny was born in 1793 in Philadelphia. Its parent was Alexander Hamilton, the first Secretary of the Treasury, who was the chief author of the Coinage Act, which birthed the penny and its siblings. The penny went through several reinventions. At birth, it depicted, any guesses? Guess who wasn't on it at birth? Because it's in 1793. So, you know who wasn't on it? Lincoln?
So yes.
Franklin? Not yet. I think that would have been quite a bit of foresight. Lady Liberty.
I was going to say, it's not Washington, so yeah.
In 1909, Abraham Lincoln took over the front for the rest of its life. The reverse of the coin was where it showed more variety, with a 15-link chain, a wreath, wheat stalks, and the Lincoln Memorial all getting moments. In 2009, the variations increased, with a log cabin and other designs. Most recently, it depicted...
I thought it was the Lincoln Memorial.
A Union Shield.
I did not know. When you were saying on the back, I was like, it's the Lincoln Memorial, yeah. I thought, yeah.
The penny was at first strictly a copper coin. In 1943, because of a hunger for copper for the war effort, it changed for a year into zinc-coated steel. Starting in 1982 until its death, the penny, so associated with its copper color, was in fact 97.5% zinc and merely 2.5% copper plating. As the penny entered its long decline, and it has been a long decline, when do you think you last spent a penny?
Ooh, boy, I got no idea.
Do you have pennies in your car right now?
No, because I still have the rental car.
Would you have pennies in your old car? In like some...
Probably, yeah.
I cannot tell you the last time I counted out a penny.
Yeah, I have no idea.
As the penny entered its long decline, it more and more frequently found itself casually tossed into a jar in someone's home. Do you have that? Do you have a jar at home with a change in it?
So I used in the last house I did. We spend so little cash now.
That's the thing. Oh, I still have, but I have the from the old days. I have. Yeah. You know, I don't. I neither add nor take from it anymore. Right. Right. It more and more frequently found itself casually tossed into a jar in someone's home or ignominiously dropped in a take a penny tray at retailers. That is ignominious. Here, they're so worthless you could just have one.
These are way too many words for the penny.
Calls grew for it to be euthanized, citing its obsolescence. In the end, President Trump signed its death warrant in February. Even after death, the penny will not vanish for a while longer. There are some 250 billion pennies in circulation, and they will be out there gathering dust or maybe very, very rarely being used to help pay for something. As the last pennies slowly disappear, businesses will have no choice but to round transactions to the nearest nickel when dealing with cash. With the penny's demise, coin enthusiasts' worried eyes now turn to its longtime associate, the nickel.
Mm.
You're next. You're next.
I think it costs even more to make a nickel.
Its purchasing power has also shrunk to nearly nothing, and it costs more than a dime to make.
Yeah, I think it's like 13 cents.
That's a good piece. But so my sports editor weighs in, and I was going to ask this question.
Okay.
Well, he asked the question, does Penny have to change his nickname, right? Does Penny himself have to change his nickname? Nickel Hardaway, Dime Hardaway, whatever. But I obviously not.
Adjusted right? for inflation.
But I do think this is true. He's the last. No one's going to be named Penny anymore. Do you think that the nickname Penny will not be a nickname any longer? You won't say, "Oh, Anthony Penny Hardaway." That just won't.
So is Penny Penelope? So?
What
is Penny short for Penelope? Like for girls?
Okay, so I think I actually Penny, you're right. Penny Marshall, Penny, yes. There are other Pennies. Who are the other Pennies? Who are some favorites?
I don't know. Kaylee Cuoco on Big Bang Theory.
Is Penny?
Yes, her name was, the character's name is Penny.
Oh, the character's name was Penny.
Correct.
Penny, famous Penny. Let's see who's a famous Penny. There you go. Pops right up. Penny on the Big Bang Theory or Penny Proud from the Proud Family. Penny Marshall. I don't really know these people. Penny Lancaster. She was married to Rod Stewart.
Nope.
Penny Pritzker. I've heard of her.
Nope.
She's an American businesswoman, a civic leader, and a philanthropist.
She married to the Illinois governor?
The Rescuers, the 19... That's interesting. Is she? Or maybe she's a sister?
Yeah, any relation?
I bet. She's got to be related to
I would think. Yeah.
The Rescuers, the 1977 film, Penny was in there. And
she is a member of the Pritzker family.
Well, I'm sure she's a member of the Pritzker
family. Right, but that is...
Of
that
the
is,
same
yes.
Pritzker family. Turns out there's not a lot. Penny Irving? Penny Downey? Do you know any of these people?
Keep going.
Not a lot. Penny Coleman? Penny... Yeah, no. So,
JB is your brother.
Would Penny have been named Penny?
So, if we lived in a world in the 70s where there were no pennies?
There were no pennies.
Is that the question?
I think he would not have been named Penny.
Probably.
But I do think you're right to the extent that like
I don't think the name's dying out yet.
No, I think it will still be a girl named Penny.
Yes.
And a dog. You might name your dog Penny still, right?
Yes, particularly. Penny Pritzker's real name is Penny. Penny Sue Pritzker.
Well, I don't miss the demise of Penny, although I do wonder, let's be honest, the way this season could go, how long for Penny? Is this symbolic?
I'm just not as down on this team yet.
Okay, you tell me this.
All right.
How many games? This isn't where I was going to start.
All right.
If you look at the good teams on the non-conference schedule.
Yep.
We're talking about Baylor. We're talking about Purdue.
Louisville.
Louisville, Mississippi State, Vanderbilt, and let's say they lose to Purdue, Wake, or lose to Texas. Hey, who are they going to play? Who else are they going to play there? They're going to play.
So they'll either play Purdue, Texas Tech, or Wake. So we know they're playing Purdue,
right?
And then
Wake, and we'll say Wake
or Wake. Or,
so that's six games, right?
Yeah.
Am I missing any other? I'm not talking about UNLV.
Yeah.
I'm talking about the quality.
Yeah.
How many of those games do you think you're going to win?
Two.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I think you'd set the over-under at 1.5.
Probably. That sounds about right. Because I don't know if they'll be favored in any of them.
If they win zero of them. I mean, I hate to say this. You weren't down on the Grizzlies.
No, I was. It was a projection based on, I told you, if they didn't have the injuries, I would feel better about the team. But I did say, based on the injuries, I thought it could be a brutal start.
I still think I would pick this team to go to the tournament, but it would be really close.
The problem for me is I just haven't seen enough.
They will not come. I do not believe they will come out of the non-conference schedule with a tournament resume.
I think that's probably fair.
Just because they, I could be deeply wrong. And so I hope I'm deeply wrong. I hope they go against in those six games I mentioned, 3-3. I hope they go 3-3. Well, I hope they go 4-2.
I think if you give me 2-4, I'd take it. Because I think part of me saying two is they get two home games.
Anyway. All right. We've postponed it long enough. Grizzlies lose last night, and they get freaking demolished last night. And we can go over. Obviously, no Ja.
Yep.
And listen, you got no Ja. You have no point guard. You're starting Vince, the point guard. You literally have no point guard, right?
Yes.
And so it's a complete disaster. At one point,
they cut the turnovers down.
They did keep the turnovers down. At one point, they trailed by 38. Trailed by...
It never got to 40.
Trailed
by... Nobody beats the Grizzlies by 40.
38. I think. Eight.
No one yet, right?
And the amazing thing is that they allowed the Celtics to shoot 50%, right?
Yep.
But that's... Whatever, any team can do that, okay? But then they also, on the off chance that the Celtics missed, they allowed 18 offensive rebounds and 34 second chance points.
Correct.
Like that is a killer combination right there. Literally, you let them shoot 50% from the field, and if they happen to miss, you get out of the way so they can get 18 offensive rebounds and 34 second chance points.
Proportionally, though, this was an improvement. On Tuesday night's game, the Grizzlies gave up 18 second chance points to their 6, a 3-1 ratio. Last night, Grizzlies, 12 second chance points, only 34 for the Celtics. That's a shade under 3-1.
Nice work there.
There you Jeffrey. Go.
Nice work.
That's some math for you.
That's some math. I mean, they are. Here's the problem. Well, okay, and then we had Isolo going off on the team. Really, afterwards, there's a the headline in the over at the Athletic is he slams team's effort after 36 point loss to Celtics. Ready? You can lose games. That's part of basketball. But to go away from your identity. Or the things that we know produce wins, that's something that we must correct right away. I would say this. Again, this is Isla. One way to lose is to not make shots.
Check.
Today, we struggled a lot, even with wide-open three-pointers. We couldn't convert under the basket. At the same time, their shot-making was at a relatively high level. That's all good. That's part of basketball. It happens sometimes. The fact that today, the Celtics were the things that we aspire to be, faster than the other team, harder working, better organized. That's a tough pill to swallow as a coach, and I think it should be for all of our guys. More. We know that obviously the organization part is going to be hard for us. Vince is a good player, Vince Williams, but we have 4 point guards ahead of him injured right now. And against a team that's well organized and very aggressive in the full court, that makes it very tough. But we got bullied on the boards. I think we gave up almost 40 second chance points against a team.
34.
Against a team that's
not. That rounds down to 30, coach.
Against a team that's not particularly big or bigger than us.
It's a pain.
Transition game, that's one thing. But in the half court, we were late for several actions, unable to communicate or arrive with the ball. Basic things. It started out early, obviously, with 2 early timeouts. And then we had stretches, but nothing consistent. So he goes in on the team and says that he's gone away from their identity. Let me ask you this. What's their identity?
I don't know. I think in theory, their identity is supposed to be
Identity is to play hard, to play fast, to be well organized.
Yeah.
Like all the, he says, well organized a lot. But like, there is a, that is like, that is to say, you know what my identity is? My identity is to be a, is to be a world-class triathlete.
Mm.
That's my identity.
Yeah.
Well, my identity is to be as rich as the Pritzker family. That's my identity. Like, you can say something is your identity, but if it is simply
an
something
NFL
you wish you were,
yes,
but show no evidence of being, how is that your actual identity?
I'm with you. I think the problem, though, is like, given the personnel, like, how, I don't even know what they're, I don't know how you can establish an identity.
The personnel is a freaking disaster,
yes,
and I agree with that. Like, how do you expect them to play without a point guard and without whatever else? But it's also true that, okay, they're missing Zach Edey, right? They're missing Ty Jerome. Like, there are other teams that are missing, including the Boston Celtics, who are missing players who are better than the players. Start with Jason Tatum. They're missing players who are better than the players that the Grizzlies are missing.
Totally. Xavier didn't even play last night.
And so you have this, and here's the other problem. You can rip the players all you want or express your bitter pill disappointment, but it is in the end, is it not, your job? No one expects them to be playing better than 500 basketball with this particular lineup and this particular roster. But you do expect them to compete, right? Don't you expect them to compete? And isn't it the job? He can say all these things. We're supposed to be playing hard and fast and organized and whatever. It is, isn't it? Is it not the job of the head coach to get the team to play that way?
Yes, it is. I would argue, though, last night is the first, because I was calling a game during the Heat game, so I don't know. Last night was the first game that I watched where I felt like they did not compete.
I didn't think they competed against the Knicks.
I thought they competed.
Certainly in the
first half,
they didn't compete against the Knicks. It was pathetic.
I thought they did. I think the problem is like, we knew that, like,
I did not think defensively they were competing against the Knicks.
I think like it's a continuation of what we've seen from last year defensively, where it's like, man, this team can figure out a way to give you a wide open three, and then they can't rebound.
I was trying to think, what is good about this team right now? There's so many things that are, like, the problem is that it's not just that they're bad. They're right now incredibly unlikable.
Yes.
Ja with his histrionics, you know, whatever. And obviously, you know, hopefully that's getting better. And last night, by the way, all of you who desperately wanted to trade Ja for
Beads. Yeah, how's it look now?
How do you like that last night? You know, because you're not getting anything actually back for him of any real value. So if you trade him, that's what you're condemning yourself to. Okay. On the other hand, like, this is a problem. What motivates you to go to see them?
Other than it's just your team? Not much.
I mean, there are bad teams with developing players.
Sure.
Cedric. Yeah, I'll give you one. By the way, speaking of that, let's interrupt this diatribe for a
special news bulletin.
They had a. I'm not familiar with Zach Cram's work. Are you familiar with Zach?
I'm not.
Well, Zach Cram evidently is a draft analyst over at ESPN, and he ranked the best rookies.
Yep.
You care to guess where? He didn't shoot well last night. Cedric Coward did not shoot well again last night. You care to guess where Cedric Coward ranked in the rankings?
Two. Wow.
Number one. I held up my finger. That's not good for radio.
Yeah.
Number one. Here's what he said. Again, I'm just trying to inject some happy news in here. I spoke with dozens of prospects at the 2025 NBA Draft Combine in May, and nobody impressed me more than Coward, who exuded a calm confidence and keen understanding of his own skill set, in addition to excellent physical measurements. My identity also, by the way, is excellent physical measurements.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's my identity.
Trace.
Calm, confidence,
yeah,
and excellent physical measurements. That's my identity. And it's a bitter pill. It is a bitter pill that my reality does not match with my identity. Anyway, Coward didn't participate in any scrimmages at the Combine because of a torn labrum that ended his final college season in November 2024, but it didn't prevent the Grizzlies from trading up to number 11 to draft Coward as a replacement after trading Desmond Bane to the Orlando Magic. Those intangible advantages have quickly translated to the NBA court. Coward has blown away expectations early in his career, whether with his statistics, 14.5 points, 5.9 rebounds, 3.1 assists per game on 51% shooting, 40% on threes, or with his command and composure on both ends, also part of my identity, command and composure.
Yep.
Even as a rookie with little high-level college experience thrust into a strange roster situation. Let's underline strange roster situation. Mm-hmm. At minimum, Coward should be a high-value 3-and-D role player for a long time, but his ceiling could be much higher. In the rookie-of-year race, Coward still ranks behind several peers who were drafted higher than him, boo, and will have more opportunities to accrue counting stats as the season continues. But right now, Coward has been the best rookie.
So, also on yesterday's Kia NBA rookie ladder,
yeah,
he came in at 2.
Behind Edgecombe?
No, that surprised me as well. Con Knipple.
He's been good. He's been good. He's shooting 40 better than 40% from three on a pretty high volume.
Yep.
Like, he's been very good. Is this bad news or good news? KCP got hurt last night.
So
the elbow's been bothering him. He comes out, whatever. This finally means, for all of you who've been clamoring for him to be back in the starting lineup, doesn't this mean he's going to be in the starting lineup?
I mean, what other option would they have?
Don't know.
I mean,
that's the option. I think that's,
I guess,
the one.
You could say Santi.
Santi played well last night.
Santi's actually kind of been okay.
Santi miraculously was a plus.
Yeah, I believe the only one for.
Oh, no, he was definitely the only one.
Yeah.
I by some miracle, I don't know how in that pummeling you come out of there with a plus, but Santi did, so good for him. So here's the thing. Given that it is, and again, we've talked about the absurdity of trading Ja right now, and we've talked about the absurdity of firing anybody right now. When you get efforts like that,
yeah,
right? Can you imagine? Okay, here we go. Can you imagine a scenario whereby Isolo is fired by January 15th?
Yeah.
And what's the scenario?
I mean, in the end, these are the efforts that got Jenkins fired.
I think in the end, like, again, they're not in any rush. It would look like chaos.
Correct.
Like,
it would be a bad look on them because
they didn't
do a real search.
You fired Jenkins at the end of this season, heading into the playoff and by the way, didn't work out well last year, and you didn't embark on a search, and then you hired this guy. People might conflate who Ja didn't like. That's not true. But whatever, outside. And then you hired this guy, and it just whiffs, doesn't work at all. But what has to happen, and I'm not, again, I hope they pull out of this. But what I think the scenario would be, the first thing that has to happen is you got to get Edie back and have it still look bad, right?
Yeah. I think you have to get some reinforcements back
to where it's somewhat of a fair fight. Got to give him a chance to have the reinforcements. Even though I don't think last night was excusable even with the roster, but still, you got to give him a chance to get the roster back.
Yeah.
And then if you have a consistent number of just we're not showing up belly flops, then I can see it.
I mean, to me, like, that's in the end what got Jenkins fired. Because remember, we were going through, like, there was like a stretch of just like 10 games.
Sheer non-competitive.
Yes. That's what last night felt like. Like, last night was the classic when you're watching the game, you asked yourself, what am I doing?
What am I doing? What are they doing?
Correct.
So, yes, I think if you get the roster back and you have, again, I don't think he's getting fired this year, and I don't think certainly he's getting fired this week or whatever. But all the things he said, it's the old when you're, what is it? You're pointing four fingers at someone else, one finger's pointing back at you. How's that work? What's that saying?
Isn't it the thumb thing?
All the things he said are, isn't that your job? Like, isn't it your job to be actually having them be, quote unquote, organized and playing hard and being competitive? And the job actually isn't to be, at this point, winning more than half your games. The job is to be getting the best out of this ragtag outfit, injured outfit.
There was a moment when, shout out to the FanDuel Sports Southeast crew, the truck. There was a moment where they caught his sideline reaction, and you could just feel him, like in his core. I was like, I would love to ask him,
"What
are you glad you did this
right now?
What's are you glad you did this? Are you glad you came over? Are you glad you uprooted your family for this?"
And I do hate the whole. Every time anyone talks about this, so many
I am not
who
celebrating
this.
Say, I want them to be good.
No, I know. So many people when they talk about this say European, 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 European. As if, like, you know, there is 100% this assumption that because he is, quote unquote, European, they therefore will be soft and they therefore will, don't know what they're talking about. And so I lament that that is a big part of this, but it is something that people fall back on. And
he was living in Paris.
Lesbian. He could go back to living in Paris.
I understand
that. He would have. My heart does not bleed for Thomas Isola.
I don't either. But, like, I did find myself just thinking, like,
what the hell? What the hell did I get myself into here? Anyway, it was ugly. It was ugly. All right, we're going to take a break. We'll come back in a moment. It is Chris Harrington straight up at 10 o'clock. And then we will.
Jeff, can I interest you in an early quarterback carousel?
In the second hour. It's funny. One of the things I've written down is early quarterback carousel.
Oh, yeah.
One of the things we could talk
Click.
About is, did you hear? Oh, we'll talk about all this when we get back. It's the Jeff Gawkins Show on a Thursday, 92.9 FM ESPN.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
If you're looking for a place to put your pennies, Leaders Credit Union would be the place to put your pennies, your nickels, your dimes, your dollars, whatever resources you have. We love Leaders Credit Union. In our Claire, we had to go there just the other day in person. Oh, I know why. How about this, Jeffrey? Her son was buying a car off of Facebook Marketplace or something, right?
Okay.
This would scare the hell out of me, and it was. It's a cheap, it's just, you know, $5,000.
Sure.
Let's just say, yeah. Right? Just something to drive around,
yeah.
Right? Something to drive around.
Get him to work and back.
Get him to work. And the person wanted cash.
Mm.
How would you feel about that? Delivering a stack of, I didn't know there were thousands. Are there thousands? I think they have $1,000 bills.
I think so, yeah.
How would you feel about a stack of $100 bills to hand over to someone from Facebook Marketplace?
Not great, but I guess like
went fine. It was at the workplace. He likes the. It's a little Ford pickup truck, an old Ford pickup truck. Likes it very much. Anyway, for that reason, Claire went into Leaders Credit Union the other day and once again came out saying, "I just really like those people." And when's the last time you said that about your bank? Never. You don't say that anymore about your bank. Your bank's a pain in the ass. Let's be honest. And they're not Leaders. Plus, the rates are great. The people are great. The technology is great. So if you're thinking about a car loan or if you need $7,000 of cash or $5,000 or whatever it was, or you're needing a mortgage or you just want someone who you like handling your finances, Leaders Credit Union, leaderscu.com/ESPN. You're looking something up.
Yeah.
You're looking up.
So. Larger denominations like $500, $1,000, $5,000, and $10,000 bills were discontinued but are still legal tender.
The $1,000 was discontinued?
Correct.
Before the penny?
Correct.
So it's just hundreds is the biggest we got?
Yep, $100.
Did we still make?
Apparently, we still issue $2 bills. I didn't realize that either. I thought those were out of circulation.
We a lot of currency talk today. Mm-hmm. Turns out a lot of currency talk. Anyway, Leaders Financial, seriously. All right. You know, I was thinking about taking calls on the Grizzlies. I'm just not going to do that. If we did, do you think most people want to fire him now?
That's a good question. It wouldn't shock me if we took calls and the overwhelming answer was yes.
Yeah. No one wants to watch what they watched last night. But we're going to move on. We're going to move on to other matters. First of all, do you have the... do you have the Lane's playing Florida this week? Okay, right. Do you have the clip about when Lane? And this was very. By the way, people were ripping reporters about the questions they ask. I thought this was a very good way to ask Lane about the coaching stuff without Lane asking Lane about the coaching stuff. And Lane played along, right? The question was, "What makes a job a good job?" Right? Was that the question?
Indeed.
Essentially, do we have that?
Yep.
Let's hear Lane on that topic.
I wasn't ready for that one. I think that's evolved and changed, and there's different things in it. I've said to you guys a couple years ago, I think, and this was before Cap, but I said, I think that it's going to move to people used to say, okay, you know, when people wanted to hire you or something and interview and what questions do you have, what are your concerns? Okay, people used to say, you know, facilities. How many practice fields, you know, those things. And I said, I don't think, you know, I think that's changed. It's going to change. And it's going to be how much NIL do you have? You know, when it was all collective, you know, how is your collective? How's it run? How much do you have? Because that's before this, that was the salary cap, meaning that's how much money you're going to have. And I know some people sometimes think, well, okay, that's not a big deal, but just look at professional sports when it's not the same like baseball and the payrolls and over time, who wins and who doesn't win. And somebody may have a year, outlier years once in a while. But, and so now that's a little equaled out, but there's still, how much are you giving to Rev? you know, to your football program, and then how much do you have collective wise? You know, I think it's a big question, but you know, people will talk about it's narrowed, like I heard Coach Saban say, and some stuff has narrowed, and as I referred to, because you can't stockpile, you know, at those whatever blue bloods you want to call it or refer to it. But there's still things there that you're still going to struggle to beat those guys, because kids are still recruited and they see size of stadiums and tradition and Heismans and national championships and then your location, you know, to talent. So I think all those are in there, but it's slid a little time over, you know. I think when that question probably early was that what is your assistant coaches pool? Now is what is your player pool?
All right. So what'd you make of that?
So, number one, I don't think that was great for Ole Miss. I've never once heard like Lane Kiffin talk about Heisman winners as a.
Well, see, what was interesting, let's just, the answer was a journey.
Yes. Right?
The answer was a journey. So he started out with, once upon a time, it was facilities. And then during the collective, it was, okay, it's how much is a collective.
Right.
Now that there's, it's revenue sharing. Some people say that doesn't matter as much, but it still does, he said, right? Because it's, you know, how much you're going to give above that and whatever else. But then he said, but then it's also Heismans, and he did throw that stuff in there.
Location
to talent.
Yep.
Heismans, tradition, national championships. So that part of it at the end, even acknowledging that those things, that it's not just NIL,
yep,
that those things, they'll play a role, that wasn't good for Ole Miss.
No, and I mean, the other thing I was thinking about is if I kind of got what he was saying is with the cap, I thought what he was saying is, okay, if it's true revenue sharing, I need to go to a place that makes more revenue. Because if it's going to be a proportion.
Yeah, but the proportion isn't ever, just to be clear, the way that revenue sharing works is it's a proportion, broadly speaking. So if it's, what is it, 22% or what is it?
I think it's 22%, but they also cap it at like.
Yeah, but it's not for individual school. In other words, University of Memphis and Alabama have the same revenue sharing number,
right,
even though the revenue is much higher in Alabama. What they do is that it's just like the salary cap for the Knicks is the same as the salary cap for the Grizzlies, because they take revenue the whole league takes in, and then they come up with 50% of that in the NBA, basically,
right,
and that's your salary cap. So you don't need more revenue in order to have to do more revenue sharing. Everyone who's serious is going to revenue share all the way up to the ceiling, and then they're going to have NIL money above that.
Right. But again, I could be wrong because I'm not asking the follow up. My interpretation of that was I don't think he thinks that this, because basically what it's like, it's a revenue sharing with a cap at like $20.5 million, right, or something like that. What I took it as is he thinks where we're actually going to be heading is to an NBA revenue sharing, where it's going to be a proportion of whatever he makes. And so the schools that generate more money are going to have more money.
I don't think he was saying that. And I don't think there's any chance of that happening. They will have more money to spend above the cap, just like in the NBA. Like the cap is the cap, whether you're in the NBA, whether you are the Grizzlies not bringing in much revenue or the Lakers bringing in a lot of revenue. It's just you can, the ability of the Lakers to spend above that,
right,
is, and willingness of them to do that.
You can also
higher,
get fake jobs.
Because they have a lot. Yeah. And they can also get fake jobs. Anyway, it was an interesting thing. And I think people have been pretty confident about Lane Kiffin staying at Ole Miss until this comment, right?
Yes. I think this sent everyone into a frenzy. You know, I don't know. I think next week could be really weird. Ole Miss is on a bye week. They're going to play Florida this week, and Florida's going to have all their media in town. And if you don't think that he's not getting questions, and I suspect what he's going to do is give non-answers.
Yes.
I also suspect Ole Miss is going to win the game. Ole Miss is going to be 10-1, and you're going to have this questions of the Florida stuff's not going away.
Okay. I don't know if you have time to get into this.
Okay.
Weirdly enough, though, both in The Athletic and at ESPN, they started talking about the future of quarterbacks.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Off the top of your head, because I just did a little math here, how many of the 32 teams, how many do you think have basically a settled quarterback situation?
All right, let's go through it.
Well, no, just top of your head. I'll count them. What would you imagine? I came up with 11 not settled, is what I said. Here we go. Okay, we'll go through it. Here we go. Settled. Ready? Patrick Mahomes, Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson, Joe Burrow, Matthew Stafford. Again, old, but still settled,
yes,
right?
He's playing great.
Justin Herbert, Jared Goff, Baker Mayfield, Dak Prescott, Jalen Hurts. These are all settled, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Brock Purdy's not been, you know, whatever, his injuries, but it's still, he's their guy.
They just paid him.
Jordan Love, CJ Stroud, still settled. They've got to extend him, but come on, he's their quarterback.
Yep.
Right? Sam Darnold, I think, is now settled.
Yep.
Like, he's been great.
Agreed.
Daniel Jones, because they don't have anywhere to go. I think he's settled.
Yep.
Right? They're going to extend him.
But I guess you could wind up with the Darnold problem where, like, if the Colts. Like, what happens if the Colts have a couple of disappointing games and you're sitting there going, like, are we going to pay him?
But they don't have J.J. McCarthy right. sitting there. So, whatever. Drake May, clearly. Jaden Daniels, clearly. Okay?
Dart.
And Dart, yes. Dart is clearly settled. He's fairly clearly settled whether you believe in him. It's not all. The jury's not in on Dart.
But they are settled on him.
They have their guy. So I think Dart, Caleb Williams, Bo Nix. I think it's settled. No? Okay, well, I'll put him on the list of unsettled then. You'd think that's unsettled.
I think it's trending towards unsettled.
Okay, here are the ones that are unsettled then, okay? Because everything else I think is unsettled. If we haven't mentioned you, I think we're, no, Cam Ward is settled, right? Cam Ward is settled. Everything else is unsettled.
Yeah.
So here is who is, and maybe this isn't right, but here's who I consider.
What do we name about 15 there?
Well, here's, we named 20, we named, 21.
20. Okay. All right.
Here's who's not. Bryce Young.
Yep.
Not.
He's extension due, and I don't know.
And he's not been great.
It's not.
You can't
settled.
Say it's settled.
Yeah.
You can't say they know they have their guy. Right?
100% agree with you.
So Geno,
agreed. And I think he's not owed that much money next year.
He's 35. He does have a new deal.
But I think most of his money was
20. No, it's fully guaranteed.
Yeah, but I'm saying I think they've already paid it.
If the Raiders want to move on after one season, they would eat Smith's $18.5 million guaranteed salary for 2026. So they'd have to eat something. But whatever. He's been bad enough that he's not.
Totally.
Yeah. It's not. You can't say that's it.
Right? Totally.
Justin Fields.
Totally.
That's three.
I don't think he's guaranteed anything next year.
Tua, although they got to stick. The money won't let
him.
Tua, that's four, right? Trevor.
Ooh, boy. I think they'll stick with him.
But you can't say they know they have their guy.
Oh, 100%.
Particularly when they didn't draft him.
Yeah.
Right? So that's five we're up to. Kyler Murray and Arizona, that's six.
I mean, they're
basically signaled they're moving on. That's six. You said Bo Nix. You were putting him in that category.
I am.
That's seven. Penix.
I don't know. It's a weird one.
But I don't think you can say you have your guy.
Totally.
That gets you to eight. J.J. McCarthy, you can't say you have your guy.
They soft benched him.
Right, that's nine. Dylan Gabriel,
placeholder. He's not an answer.
That's 10.
Tyler
Shuck,
same
11,
thing.
And Aaron Rodgers, 12.
Yeah.
So, of the 32, 20, and they're not identical situations.
Right.
Obviously, Jackson Dart is not the same as Patrick Mahomes.
Totally agree.
Right.
Yeah.
but 20 know who their quarterback is.
Yeah.
12 do not.
Yeah. I actually feel like that's kind of higher than normal.
Higher uncertainty than normal?
No, I actually think
higher,
like,
people know.
Yeah.
Everyone knows. Now, the people, by the way, who do not, it doesn't mean that Bryce Young's definitely moving on or Geno's definitely moving on or
Bo Nix.
Okay,
like,
now here's the ones who, let's go through them again. Here, who you definitely know is going to be a new starter next year. Carolina, no, you don't know that. Geno, no, you don't know that. The Jets, you know they are not doing Justin Fields.
Yes.
That is 100% wide open.
Yep.
Like, we do not have the answer, right?
Yep.
You don't know that about the Jags. Cards.
I think they're getting a new starter.
They're getting, I mean, it could be Brissett, but whatever. That is totally wide open.
Yes.
Card's totally wide open. Penix, we don't know there. JJ, we don't know there, right? Do we know?
I don't know. If he made me bet, it's trending probably towards they're done.
So you think it's totally wide open?
He was god awful again last weekend.
Dylan Gabriel's totally wide open.
Yes. Shuck, same thing.
Shuck's wide open. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Rodgers and the Steelers.
Totally. I mean, because right now he's willing to pay on this minimum because the Jets still owed him all this money, but next year that won't be the case. And are they really going to pay him?
So there's six, like, gaping holes.
Yeah.
You're not putting Denver in there.
Not there, but I think we could be heading that way. He's been horrible.
How many rookie starting quarterbacks will there be next year? The problem is that people...
I don't even know what the rookies are going to be.
Well, who's coming out?
So if you made me guess today, Mendoza comes out.
100% he's coming out.
Beck obviously comes out, but he's way down. I don't know. Because I think Sellers is going to go. I think Sellers will leave South Carolina, but I suspect what he's going to do is go to like
Miami.
People
saying he's going. I saw someone saying he was going to Miami.
Yeah.
Okay. Is Ty Simpson coming out?
I suspect no.
The big questions are: is Ty Simpson coming out? Is Dante Moore coming out? And is Sellers coming out? And
you could talk me into no on all of those.
If you're a NFL team, you want, like, if you're the Jets, you want them to come out.
Yes.
But the problem is that, like, I saw someone quoted, someone said the finance department in Oregon is not going to let Dante Moore come out.
That's kind of my suspicion, but at the same time, it's like, well, he would still get more money in the NFL.
Speaking of which, where is this? Let me see if I can find it. Do I have it? I'll tell you later.
Okay.
I'm going to hold this thought. Do we know any more about our, do we know any more about our trivia?
Holiday market tickets.
Holiday market tickets. We don't know where the market is or when. It's going to be a holiday market, people, and you're going to want to go because the holidays are coming and it's a market. And so, plus you have the chance to be Righter Than Right. So we'll try to get more details by the time this Righter Than Right trivia starts. But we'll get Chris Harrington's thoughts on the Grizzlies. Then we'll play Righter Than Right trivia. It is Jeff Calkins Show on a Thursday, 92.9 FM ESPN.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site.
Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.